everybody, and happy Saturday. All you fine folks out there in Radio Land, Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, and Jackie Robinson Ballpark, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight we have game five of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Last night, Daytona got on the board with its first win of the series, beating the Mets 6-1. Mets had won games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to take a commanding 3-0 series lead. They need just one win these next 2 days to claim a series victory on the road, which would be their third series victory of the season and their second consecutive road series victory. But they hit a stumbling block last night. It was a toss-up ball game through the first five innings, tied at one, but something the Mets had not done the previous three nights, they did on Friday, and it cost them dearly. They walked a lot of batters. They only walked eight batters through the first three games of the series, all victories. They walked six batters over the final three innings on Friday night. Four of those walked batters ended up scoring, and that was the difference in the game as the Tortugas won 6-1. So the Mets will look to get back to throwing strikes tonight, and also the hitting needs to straighten up. The hitting has only collected 23 base hits on the series. None of those 23 hits have been home runs. The Mets are looking for more offense, more slugging, and the pitching staff to get back to throwing strikes. And if they do that, they should be set up for a good chance to win this game tonight, tomorrow, and get a series victory. Mets come into today's game with a 16-28 record in the second half. They are 38-72 overall through their first 120 games this season. Daytona continues to lead the wild card race in the second half in the East with a 23-20 record. The Tortugas 54-55 overall. Taking a look at the complete Florida State League standings in the second half in the East Division, Palm Beach, which won the first half, is winning the second half comfortably with a 31-13 record. The Cardinals are 7.5 better than Daytona, which means that if Palm Beach goes back-to-back winning the division, the next best team in the second half will go. Currently, that is Daytona by a game and a half over Jupiter. Daytona 7.5 games behind Palm Beach. Jupiter 9 games back, 2 behind Daytona in the loss column. The Mets, well, they really needed to sweep the series to get back in the conversation. They dwindled their wild card deficit from 9.5 to 6.5 in the first three games, but now back to 7.5 behind Daytona. In the West Division, Fort Myers has had a big week, winning all of its games against Lakeland. Fort Myers now has a 6-game lead over the Flying Tigers in the West Division second half. Fort Myers 29-13, Lakeland 24-20. Dunedin is 7 games back, Tampa 8.5, Bradenton way back at 14. First half champ Clearwater in the playoffs, but 17 games worse than Fort Myers, their likely playoff opponents. Other games in the Florida State League today, a couple of earlier starts. Palm Beach and Jupiter started at 6 o'clock. They're in the second inning. There is no score. Fort Myers and Lakeland in the middle of the second inning. There is no score there. First pitch was at 6:05. The 6:30 games are Tampa at Clearwater and Dunedin at Bradenton. And once again, first pitch here at the Jack is set for 6:35. Take a short break here on the pregame show. We'll come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Tortugas.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Umpires and managers meeting at the plate right now. Icari De La Cruz in his first year with St. Lucie as the manager after being the bench coach last year. Julio Murillo in his second year as the manager for Daytona. The umpires tonight, Gabe Vargas, the home plate umpire, calling his own balls and strikes. Jeremy Rada is the base umpire. Pitching matchup in today's game features Franklin Gomez, the lefty for the Mets, facing off against Jose Montero, the righty for the Tortugas. Franklin Gomez is 19 years old from Venezuela, has spent his entire season in the Florida State League. He has been a workhorse, but he landed on the IL a few weeks ago with a tired arm. It was a short stint, and the Mets have been careful with him since his return. In his two games off the IL, one inning shutout with no hits, and then two innings last week against Bradenton, also shutout. No hits, so in light work, he's been very good. We'll see how long he can go tonight. Montero for Daytona, 21 years old from Venezuela as well. He, too, has spent his entire season in the Florida State League. He is 2-5 with a 3.11 ERA in 21 games. Today will be his 15th start. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Marco Vargas off the IL to start this series. Back in the lineup for the third time this week. He's leading off and playing second. Carson Benj, the Mets' first-round pick, had a great debut two nights ago, getting on base his last four plate appearances. He was off yesterday. He's the DH, batting second tonight. Boston Barrow, who leads the league in batting average among active players, bats third. He hits third. Ronald Hernandez is the catcher, batting cleanup. Colin Houck hits fifth. He's the shortstop. A.J. Ewing, tough night last night, bats sixth. He's in center. Johairo Cuevas has been great the last two nights, 2-for-3 on Thursday and Friday. He's hit three doubles the last two games. Bat seventh, he's in right. Yonatan Enriquez hits eighth, he's in left. And Vincent Perozzo bats ninth. He is the first baseman. If a right-handed pitcher is in the game, as Montero will be for Daytona, that's eight lefties out of nine for him to face. For the visiting Tortugas, leading off and playing left is Yerling Confidon. Batting second, Ricardo Cabrera. He plays second, had his first hit to the outfield yesterday. Stammy Stafura bats third. He's at short. Eastmith Pineda homered yesterday, bats cleanup. He's in left. Oh, Ariel Amonte is off. Malvin Valdez hits fifth. He's in center. Carlos Sanchez had a great play at shortstop yesterday. He bats sixth. He's at third tonight. Jack Moss, the first baseman, hits seventh. Diego Omana, who caught the first three games, was off yesterday. Bats eighth today. He's back catching. And Eddie Esturiz is the DH, batting ninth. Pitching matchup in the lineups for both teams. And we just await now for the Tortugas to take the diamond on this warm Saturday. So much for this cold front we were supposed to have in Florida. It's as hot today as it's been all week. And it's only going to get warmer for tomorrow's series finale, which is slated for a 5 o'clock start. But the good news is there's less than a 2% chance of rain these next 2 days, so that means we're likely going wire to wire, starting on time and playing unimpeded, which you cannot take for granted in mid-August in the Florida State League. And now Montero and the Tortugas are taking to the diamond in their breast cancer awareness jerseys, which they wore on Tuesday. We'll wear these on this Saturday night. Everyone else trickling out of the dugouts and bullpens to the line for the national anthem, which is upon us. We pause for that. When we come back, it's first pitch on this Saturday night for the Mets and the Tortugas.
Who's brought to light and right?
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Tortugas, who are meeting for the 26th of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the fifth game of a six-game series at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Mets lead the current series 3-1 after Daytona won its first game of the week yesterday, 6-1. Daytona still leads the season series 15-10. Tortugas with the plus 40 run differential in the season series, outscoring the Mets 112-72. Mets need to find a win tonight or tomorrow to have a winning series for the third time in 2024 and for the second consecutive time on a road trip. Jose Montero, who we thought was going to start yesterday, is starting today. Montero making his 22nd appearance of the season in Daytona, his 15th start. He's 2-5 with a 3.11 ERA. Montero has faced the Mets before this season on April 6th in Port St. Lucie, 4 innings, 3 hits, no runs. April 24th, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 unearned run. He faced the Mets again on June 5th in Clover Park, 4 innings, 2 runs, both earned. And then on July 1st, 4 shutout innings. On July 6th, 4 innings, 2 runs. So he's faced St. Lucie quite a bit with good success. We'll see if this new Mets lineup featuring Benj can make a difference. Benj, the only draft pick in the lineup tonight. The Mets placed Corey Collins on the injured list earlier today, retroactive to yesterday. He was roughed up a couple of different plays in the early going in his pro debut two nights ago. Roselli, Long, and Serrano all on the bench tonight. But Marco Vargas is not off the IL to start the week. This is his third game of the series. He will lead it off. Montero's ready for his first pitch. It's on the way. It's ball one, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:38. It's 84 degrees and clear at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one as the Mets look to rebound from yesterday's 6-1 loss. Second pitch is up and away, 2-0 on Vargas, who has flown out to deep parts of the outfield to lead off the other two games he's played in this series. He'll take a strike at 86, 2-1. Crowd still filing in here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. A festive crowd, but not quite as big as last night. 2,400 in the ballpark. They were a rowdy bunch as Vargas fouls away this pitch. Everybody that came in through the gates today got a beer stein. And a lot of those folks had that filled up as I was walking around down below before the game. 32 ounces. Lucky dogs down there. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Vargas strikes out swinging on the offering at 87 miles per hour. Mets have not gone down 1-2-3 in the last four games. They've managed a two-out hit in three straight. And they have not scored in the first inning this week. Offense has been hard to come by. Mets only have 23 hits in the first four games. It's bad. Broadcaster Matt tells me a tick under six per game as Benj takes one high. And not much in the way of power either. A lot of singles. Cuevas notwithstanding with his three doubles. Mets need to find the power stroke tonight. As this pitch is inside. Hard fastball at 95. Benj walked his last three times up in his pro debut two nights ago. Showed a keen eye, and he's taken a 2-0 count to start this at-bat. And then a strike. 93. Benj 1-for-2 with a single, three walks, a run scored, two stolen bases. It was a tremendous pro debut for the first rounder out of Oklahoma State. You look at ball three. Three and one. Benj the lefty. Waits on Montero's pitch. Here comes. He swung away and fouled it off. Off speed at 87. Got a piece. It's a full count. No score. One out just underway on this Saturday night in Daytona. Game 5 of 6. Mets and Daytona playing for the 14th time here at the Jack this season. The payoff in the dirt. Benj will draw another walk. That means four in a row. dating back to two nights ago. Keep an eye on him on the bases. He was eager to steal when he got on Thursday. One on, one out for Boston Barrow, so it doesn't take until two outs for the Mets to get their first base runner of the night, like it did the past three. Barrow's had a relatively quiet series. Did reach on an error and single last night. He'll take a fastball for a strike. Bench, hands on his knees, not going. Second pitch, a strike at 86. Nothing in two. Barrow back in. Montero shakes off his catcher, Omana, once. 0-2. Fouled away. 85 miles per hour. Got a piece to stay alive. Barrow was the leadoff hitter yesterday. Drops down to the third spot this evening. Awaits another 0-2. And takes it high. Fastball at 95 miles per hour. Benj has shown no indications of leaving first base. Jeremy Colonna, Mets bench coach, in his ear. Jeremy took the deflected foul ball at the back of the head yesterday. Barrow, a slicer into left center, and that's going to be caught on the run by Valdez. With he and Confidon converging to make the play. Two down. And Ronald Hernandez will come up. Hernandez off yesterday. Mets missed his bat. He went 1-for-4 with a single and a run in the seventh inning, the fateful seventh inning two nights ago. Mets need all the offense they can get. Good to have him back in the lineup. He lines a pitch into left field right at Confidon, who makes the play. One pitch, one out, and the Hernandez at bat, and that'll do it for Montero in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. He strands the bench, one out walk. Go to the bottom of the first, no score in Daytona.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets pitching has been really good this series, with the exception of the final three innings last night. Hopefully they can shake that off. It starts and stops with throwing strikes, and they got a strike thrower on the mound today in Franklin Gomez. We'll see how long Franklin goes in this game. The two appearances off the IL, short stints. He throws ball one to Yerlin Confidon. Lefty 19-year-old, turned 19 in this season, working quickly, but he throws this pitch to the backstop, 2-0. Landed on the IL for a short stint, late July with a tired arm. Of course, he's pitched mornings this year than he ever has as the Mets' workhorse. Gets a slider in for a strike at 83. It's going to be a fastball slider, changeup type of pitcher. Fastball maybe will touch 91, but he moves it around and is deceptive. Ground ball, backhanded at short by Hauk. Pivots and throws, late. Infield single by Confidant. It all developed too slowly for Hauk at short. Trying to range from over the second base bag back to his natural position with the lefty batter. Prozo came off the bag to make the catch. But even if he held the bag, it was not going to be in time. Infield singles, I won't say they're rare in Daytona, but with the artificial surface, ground balls don't slow down. Confidant trying to steal, and he will, as the Mets catcher Hernandez can't pick it out of his gloves. So you got an infield and a stolen base, and here comes the Tortugas right away. It's been an issue for the Mets all season long. Runner reaches first base, runner goes right to second. Mets have not been good controlling base stealers from first to second. A 1-0 pitch is a ball high. Now Daytona has scored first in all but one game in the series, and the Tortugas are poised to get on the board quickly here in the bottom of the first. The runner on second and nobody out. Cabrera is starting to heat up this series. Waits on the 2-0 and checks a swing for a strike. I think he was confused that that was actually a strike. Cabrera, last two at-bats yesterday, RBI single, RBI double. He had not had a hit out of the infield in the prior three games. But he's a good player. Pitches high, three balls and a strike. Gomez wasting no time, right back on the rubber. Pitches over for a strike at 87. Full count. The payoff pitch walked him. Missed with the breaking ball outside. So, an infield hit and a walk back to back in the bottom of the first. And Franklin Gomez is in an early pinch. And Sammy Stafura comes up. Daytona's top three hitters all series have been Confidant, Cabrera, and Stafura. And not until late yesterday did the trio start to emerge. But once they get rolling, it's going to be difficult for the Mets to keep them from producing. And already tonight, 2-for-2 and getting on base. First pitch to Stafura is a ball. No score, nobody out, first and second in the bottom of the first. Foul ball. Leaves the count, a ball and a strike. Stafford hitting 256. Six home runs. Didn't even start the season with Daytona. Second round draft pick out of the high school ranks last year. 1-1, outside and high. Two balls and a strike. Gomez wants a new ball, didn't like that one. Home plate umpire tonight, Gabe Vargas calling his own balls and strikes. No ABS system, no challenge system in Daytona. Ballpark not outfitted for it. 2-1 is off the plate, 3-1. Gomez in danger of walking the bases loaded to start the game. Game. 3-1 pitch. Stafford takes ball four. Single, walk, walk. Not a ball out of the infield. And Daytona has loaded the bases with no outs in the bottom of the first. And Eastman Pineda, who homered yesterday, will come to the plate, but not before there's a mound visit. Jordan Krause, we've seen very little of until late yesterday, is making a mound visit as the Mets have not made an out defensively yet. And this is a throwback to last week against Bradenton when the pitching really struggled. We saw a lot of Krause making these visits.
I'm sure Jordan loved being in the dugout nearly all of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as his pitchers threw repeated strikes and got outs. That's been the key to the whole thing. Mets in the first three games, 3-0, eight total walks. Yesterday lost, walked eight. Same number of walks last night as the prior three games. It is close to black and white. You throw strikes, you get out, you do well. You don't throw strikes, you walk guys, you do poorly. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. So here's Pineda. It was a brief mound visit, basically a left turn by Krause, and the first pitch is foul back. Probably tell you that the edict was to, hey, throw strikes. I'm going back to the dugout now. And we know that Gomez is a pitcher who can do it. He can throw strikes. 0-1, fastball strike two. Correction changeup at 83. Nothing in two on Pineda. Pineda yesterday homered on the first pitch of the second inning. Also had two RBI hits in the sixth and seventh, including the go-ahead hit. 0-2 pitch. Fastball away. Worth the shot, seeing if Pineda would chase. He didn't. Fastball at 92. It's about top speed for Gomez. The 1-2. Outside again. The changeup. 2-2. Confidon on third. Cabrera on second. Safura on first. No score in the first. Nobody out. 2-2. Missed again. Full count. So from 0-2 to 3-2. Nowhere to put him. Gomez set. Payoff pitch. Walking. Missed low. Four consecutive balls. Three straight walks. And Daytona has a 1-0 lead as Confidon comes in and touches the plate. Unbelievable. Mets did not walk consecutive batters in the series until the seventh inning last night. And now you zip forward to three innings later, and it is three straight walks after an 0-2 count. Bases reloaded, and Malvin Valdez grounds a ball to third. Barrow's going to eventually throw to first and get the out. He took a long time to decide where to go with that, but he retires Valdez. Cabrera scores, and it's 2-0. Let's get their first out of the innings. Tefera to second, third, and Pineda to second. And it is intriguing that Valdez swings at the first pitch after three straight walks. I think he would have worked the count. Second and third, one out, and the infield is in for the Mets. The lefty Carlos Sanchez is at the plate. Maybe had the game-saving catch yesterday at short into left. He takes ball one. Tough start for the Mets. Daytona has now scored in four consecutive innings at the plate. Sixth, seventh, eighth yesterday, and first today. Didn't have to bat in the ninth last night. The 6-1 win. Line drive out of play. 1-1. There is action in the Mets bullpen. It's Gregory Lewis. Mets would love to use him late in the game with the lead. It does not appear to be the case the way this one's unfolding tonight. A check swing, a foul ball, and the Mets get a break because that ball might have hit Sanchez if he had held his bat. Way inside. These pitches seem to be missing mainly up and in to lefties, up and away to righties. So it's all essentially the same spot. So that release point not yet figured out by Gomez. On the 1-2, slider down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball, hammered into right center field. That's going to score two. It'll be played by Ewing. Throw to second base. Cut off. It's a double for Sanchez. Two RBIs. Tefera, Pineda score 4-0 Tortugas in the first inning. Like the floodgates started to open the minute the Mets started to walk batters last night. The three walks this inning have all scored. All that good work the Mets did the first three games is going up in smoke. The inability to throw strikes and execute on the mound. Gomez taking the brunt of it. His first run since coming off the IL. Hadn't given up a hit in his two appearances off the IL. Now he's given up two hits and four runs before he's gotten his second out. Moss takes a strike. And then fouls one into his own dugout. Just a brutal start for St. Lucie tonight. Daytona hadn't had a inning more than two runs until the seventh yesterday when they scored three. They scored four in this inning. And the pitch is high and away. Now the only good news for the Mets right now is there's a long way to go in this game. The bad news is down 4-0, and the Mets' offense has been out of sync all week. As this pitch is in there for strike three, catches Jack Moss looking. An important second out. Two down, and Omania's up. He's only one hit all series. The eighth hitter. He's going to give Gomez a chance to get out of this inning. This is his 32nd pitch. And it's a ground ball out to Houck, who will scoop it, throw it, on target, inning over. And Gomez, not happy, whips his hat off, punches it into his mitt as he exits the mound. Rough inning for him. Four runs, two hits, three walks. They all scored. Daytona 4, Mets nothing after one.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Time for a reset, as the Tortugas have scored 9 unanswered runs over their last 4 innings at the plate. Now the Mets, let's face it, folks, they lived on the edge on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They pitched it well. They played good defense. They took advantage of a lot of walks from Daytona pitching. But now the Mets' inability to hit and the pitcher starting to walk batters has turned this series. A long way to go, but the Mets know the recipe. Strike throwing from the pitching, timely hitting from the hitting, and good defense. See if they can get back to that and dig into this 4-0 deficit as Colin Houck takes a strike from Montero, who should be able to pitch fairly free and easy right now with the 4-0 advantage. And I did say, look, the Mets, the recipe is there, right? Swing and a miss by Houck. The good pitching, timely hitting, and good, solid defense. That's how you win the majority of the games in the Florida State League. But eventually, you got to hit your way into the victory column. And the Mets are going to need the big offensive night tonight if they are going to win. And the Bats have to wake up. And they can't rely on the draft picks because 4 of the 5 are not in the lineup. So it's going to be guys like Houck, who have been here all year, try to rise to the occasion. It's been a tough series for Colin. 4-strikeout game a few days ago, and a tough one last night as well. He flies one to right field. It's Pineda and puts it away. And now Ewing, who in the lineup despite six strikeouts in the last two games. No off day for him. Right back in there. Hit your way out of the slump. Montero's first pitch is hit over the second base bag. Snagged by Stafford. The throw to first is close, but he got it. Oh, A.J. Ewing hit that one right over the mound. Buzzed the tower. Montero, it almost hit the second base bag, which would have helped his cause. But it landed just over the top. Stafford waiting. That's the way the defenders are in the minors and all of baseball. At the lefty batters, that shortstop plays nearly over second base, waiting for those hits up the middle. That's a tough break. So two quick outs, and now the Mets' top hitter of the week is at the plate in Cuevas, who takes ball one. He's gone 2 for 3 each of the last two nights with 3 doubles and 2 walks. Tremendous couple of games. Thought momentarily he hit a go-ahead home run early yesterday, settled for an RBI double, the only Mets run of the night. 2-0 pitch, fights it off foul. Daytona leads 4-0, 2 outs, nobody on. Top two. Montero's 2-1 pitch, in there for a strike. So if you missed it earlier in the broadcast, I said Montero, as long as he's in there, will face 8 lefties out of 9 in the lineup. And you mix in the switch hitters. He has no problem so far as his changeup strikes out Cuevas. It's a 1-2-3 inning. He has not given up a hit through the first two, just one walk. And Daytona will take its 4-0 lead to the home second.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Adam McDonough with you on a Saturday night. Hot one in Daytona. So much for the cold front. That must have been more towards the middle of the state than North Atlantic. First pitch swinging is Hideous Churiz. Number 9 hitter, DH. Franklin Gomez back out there. There's a ball high. It's 1-1. Well, the Mets pitching is fairly depleted right now. And they've gone from 19 pitchers to 17. Don't have a lot of long inning guys in there. Swing and a miss. And the Mets, Joel Diaz went 5 innings last night. And then the Mets lost. They only had to pitch 3 more. It's Gomez the 1-2. Low, but you have Gomez and Arosena starting tonight and tomorrow who are not long inning guys. So we saw Paguero looked like he was gassed last night after pitching on Tuesday. So the Mets are going to have to gut through these next 2 days pitching staff wise as this ball is fouled away. And Perozzo is close, but it's out of his range. Hops off the artificial warning track. Yeah, very curious to see how Jordan Kraus and Yukari De La Cruz piece this pitching together tonight and tomorrow. 30-plus pitch inning for Gomez in the first was not ideal. 2-2 pitch on his Turris, and he strikes out swinging on the slider. That is now three consecutive outs and two strikeouts for Gomez after giving up the two-run double to Sanchez, and he still looks aggravated. And he's done for the night. Again, we knew this would be a short appearance. Just his third game off the IL. He's pitched more innings this year than he ever has in his career. Had the tired arm, so you know, fist bumps all around. He gutted through it. Didn't have his good stuff tonight. Walked three in a row. Paid the price for that. But we'll get out on a high note, retiring three straight. And now, the Mets' best pitcher for the last 2.5 months, Gregory Lewis will come in early with the 4-0 deficit.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Gregory Lewis, best Mets pitcher going, will face Yerlin Confidon. First pitch he throws in there for a strike. So Franklin Gomez faced the lineup one time, ending in a third, two hits, four runs, all earned. He walked three, struck out two, 38 pitches, 19 strikes. His day is done. His line is done as this fastball gets over at 93. So Gregory Lewis has allowed just two earned runs since the start of July. And that spans 15 relief appearances as this ball is low. Well, two earned runs in his last 15 relief appearances. That spans 32 innings. It's a 0.57 ERA. I think I said July. I meant June. Since June 1. Foul ball, and that one caught a piece of Hernandez. He's to the point now where not much left to prove in the Florida State League. Wonder if he'll get a late season bump up to Brooklyn. He deserves it. The 1-2 in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Confidon reached on an infield single, and he scored in the first inning. Oh, he came inside too far, nearly hit Confidon, who stares him down. That was a misfired fastball from 0-2 to 3-2. Now Lewis walking around the mound has to go collect the ball as he dropped it. Even he was taken aback by his misfire. 3-2 pitch coming to Confidon. And he struck him out on the high fastball at 93. And you have to wonder if that pitch that nearly hit Confidon maybe induced that swing and miss. Hard to fault him. Two strikeouts in the inning, and Cabrera will come up. Come on, First pitch to Cabrera. Slider high. Daytona leads 4-0. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the second. Lewis started his season in the Complex League as he delivers a strike. Pitched well there. A shaky start in St. Lucie in his first couple of games, but he's been lights out since. Foul ball back. This is his 20th relief appearance in St. Lucie. He's 4-0, 2-for-2 in save opportunities, two holds, a 1.38 ERA. And the stuff and the numbers, it's all there right at the top of the list for St. Lucie Mets pitchers. A 1-2. Fly ball into right center field. Ewing tracking A.J. is there to make the catch. So Lewis comes in and does his thing, retires the two batters he's asked to. He'll be in the game for a lot longer. Go to the third, 4-0 Tortugas.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Yep, that's right. We're in the third inning. 4-0 Daytona. Mets looking for their first hit. It'll be Henriquez, Perozzo, and Vargas. 8-9-1 against Montero, who's allowed just one base runner on a walk. First pitch is hooked foul by Henriquez into the Mets' bullpen. Scatter down there. Good-sized crowd tonight. They're still coming into the ballpark. Not quite the size of last night, but second best attendance of the series. I give Daytona credit as this ball is grounded out towards Stafur. The shortstop makes the play. Against Stafur, as he's setting up camp right over second base, and the ball's repeatedly coming to him. Just had to range a couple of feet to his right. Mets, I know they're trying to find the power stroke. The wind blowing out to left tonight. You got to go to left fields to hit home runs here. And these lefty batters, I don't know if they should have the power with the short wall and the wind blowing out, but these lefties got to make an adjustment. Can't keep hitting it right up the middle. Third base wide open as Perozzo hits one right to Stafur over second base. Stafur fields, though, to first. Two up, two down. And it's three of the last four batters hitting them right in that area. First time through the order complete for Montero. 8 of 9 retired, one walk, and now back to the top in Vargas, who struck out to start the night. Third base, it's wide open down there. Just punch one down the bag. This ball is outside. They might have to punch like 10 over the third base bag to get Stafur to move off of second base. Here's a ground ball, and that's going to be stopped by Stafur on a slide. Gets up, throws to first, not in time. Oh, he pulled Moss off the bag. Fans are going to boo. Call was, I think, right. But Stafur slides to his right, makes the stop on the hot shot, and can't complete the play with an accurate throw. It should be a hit for Vargas. You can't ding Stafur for an errant throw there. It's sliding stop, leadoff hitter running. And Moss could not keep his tippy toes on the bag. So Vargas is on. And now Benj is up. And he will go the other way, foul. That's the right idea, though. Go that way. They're not over there. Do you know how fast that Vargas ground ball was? It had to be close to 100. 102. That's about the only way to beat Stafura. And you got to hit one just to his left or right at over 100 miles an hour. I think they're still debating hit or error. That's got to be a hit. And this ball is hit in the right field by Benj. He's singled back-to-back base runners for the Mets. That's the other way to beat the shift on the right side. Just hit it right over the second baseman and drop it in front of the right fielder. Mets maybe making an adjustment here. Second time through the lineup. Benj, by the way, we're now looking at six straight times on base. Careful now. We do want Carson to return with us to St. Lucie so the home fans can see him. Don't get yourself up to Brooklyn that fast. Boston Barrow will check his swing foul. All right, so here we go. Mets down 4-0. A couple of two-out hits. They need a big one. They have not had a big one all week. They need a big one to get back into this. I'm talking like gapper, over the wall, a big one. It's been long overdue, and Barrow takes one outside. And we can confirm infield hit for Vargas. They were worried me there for a second, but put up hit in the hand-operated scoreboard. Barrow fouls one back. It is hard to string together three, four straight hits and runs. They need a big swing. And again, all this happening with two outs makes it even tougher. Barrow takes this bounce from the dirt. Good stop by Omania. That was a full foot in front of home plate. Two balls, two strikes. So the Mets look for a run here to get back in it. Only in the third inning, down 4-0. They've been in worse spots. Montero, the 2-2 pitch, struck him out. Barrow caught looking at 87 miles per hour. Back-to-back hits for Vargas and Benj, both stranded. But the Mets do have hits tonight. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two left aboard. Mets have been held off the board for the first three innings. Daytona continues to lead 4-0.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, bless you, Jeff. Back on the broadcast with you, Jeff, my TrackMan buddy. Left us high and dry in the golf course today. That's okay. Providing some helpful tips today. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Gregory Lewis retired the two batters he needed to finish the second. Did I say bottom of the fourth? I meant third. We'll get to the fourth eventually. Lewis throws the ball outside to Stafura. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the combination of Gomez and Lewis in the second, but Daytona scored four in the first. Three batters walked. They all scored. It's a reminiscent, as this ball's fouled away, of the Mets' four-run inning on Wednesday that propelled them to a 5-1 win. Been the story of the weeks. Who's walking batters? The team who's walking batters loses. The team that doesn't is winning. A 1-1 pitch. And again, this is the friendly week for the pitchers as this ball swung on and missed. I think it's more friendly. With no ABS, I think the pitchers have somewhat more leeway. There will be more missed calls out of the strike zone in favor of the pitcher than balls called that are in the strike zone misses by the umpire. So get some relief there. A 1-2 pitch, and it's a ground ball to Hauk. Hauk will scoop it. Quick release to first base. Close, but Stafur is out. Good job by Colin. Know your base runner. Stafur is fast. He did not wait long to exchange glove to hand. He's now actually six straight retired since the two-run double by Sanchez opened up a 4-0 lead. Daytona hasn't done a great job hitting the ball this week. Even yesterday, they got some timely hits late, but it was all set up by the free passes. What Daytona has done a good job of is hitting solo home runs. They've hit four, one in each game, including this one, including Pineda, who fouls this one off. Pineda hit the first pitch of the second inning yesterday for a home run, the only run Joel Diaz gave up. I would not say that that home run made a huge difference in the game, nor did the other three solo homers Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Pop-up foul. So it's exciting for the player and exciting for the fans for home runs and the light show with the LED lights, but they have not been difference-making home runs. They have caused a certain jealousy from the visiting broadcaster, though. I'd like to see the Mets get a home run. Pineda fouls one away. And that got me researching before the game, because it feels like Daytona's hit an inordinate amount of home runs versus the Mets this year, especially here. And I was right on that. Daytona, in Jackie Robinson Ballpark in 13 games against the Mets, has slugged 13 home runs, and the Mets have one. Being out-homered here 13-1 are the Mets. We know that the Mets are not a home run hitting team, but 13-1 seems rather exceptional and lopsided. 1-2 pitch to Pineda, and he fouls another one away. And it's discouraging because this, of all ballparks, is the ballpark that's the friendliest for the hitters. It's short dimensions, and the wind is always blowing out. So you can maybe accidentally hit a home run. And even that hasn't happened for St. Lucie this year. And here's a fly into center. Ewing tracking. A.J. puts it away. Pineda's out. Four batters, four out for Gregory Lewis. Just like we come to expect, try not to take it for granted. The Mets' one home run this year against Daytona here was hit by a Starling Mercado, who departed up to Brooklyn as the Mets' active home run leader with eight. And he had hit as a lefty to left field, which is what you got to do. It's the short part of the ballpark, and the wind is always out there. I know it's tough for the Mets with all these lefty hitters to go the opposite way for home runs, but that's, I think, easier to do than hitting a pull shot home run here. As this pitch is a strike to Valdez, and it's one and one. It does seem that Daytona has worn out that left field area with their home runs. 1-1 pitch, a ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Valdez, an RBI ground out last time, a single with two outs, nobody on this time. One for two. And the Mets, you know, they have tonight. Six mornings at the plate, nine innings at the plate tomorrow to try to muster some power here in this ballpark. Thought Cuevas might have had one last night off the top of the wall, but that was to right fields as a lefty. I do wonder if the Mets were more right-handed oriented this year. Would they have had more home runs here with pull home runs to left fields? Possibly. They have not been a home run hitting team this year. As Lewis will check the runner. Jesus Baez was their top guy. And Baez did get to double figures in home runs before his promotion to Brooklyn. And he's accounted for basically a quarter of the homers this year. He's been gone for a while. Ball is fouled away by Sanchez. And the team last year lacked power. The 2022 St. Lucie Mets, 3 years ago, second best home run hitting team in franchise history. They just missed becoming the top. Pitches an inside corner strike. So, in recent memory, Mets have hit a ton of home runs, but the past two seasons, it's been a power outage. 0-2 from Lewis. The pitch is in for a ball. Throw to second base. The tag got him. Valdez thrown out. Hernandez, perfect strike. Valdez was way late. Caught stealing. 2-6 in the inning is over. That's good because that means Sanchez, a lefty, will come back to the plate against lefty Lewis in the bottom of the fourth. We go to the top half right now. It's a 4-0 Daytona lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucieMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
We're in the top of the fourth, 4-0 Daytona. Daytona out hitting the Mets 3-2. Ronald Hernandez at the plate. He flew out to left field on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. This first pitch he takes for a ball, then swings and misses. Correction, foul tips the second pitch. So I was going back in quick inning break research on the home runs hit by the Mets the last 3 years. This surprised me. Let's wait on this pitch. This year's teams hit 45 home runs in 111 games, including this one. That is a power outage. Last year's team at 92, and I felt that was low. I guess I just have a bad memory. That's pretty good. Hernandez grounds one foul. But the big one was the 132 home runs in 129 games for the 2022 team. That's second most all time. And again, we're 2 years removed from that. Let me give you some of the home run numbers that year. I'll reminisce here a little bit in the fourth inning on the road. 20 games left. Sometimes I'll think of things in the offseason. Gosh, I wish I was on the air right now to talk about these things. I'm going to talk about it right now before I forget. The 2-2 pitch, and Hernandez will take it for strike three on the corner, a changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for Montero going back to last inning. And Carlos Dominguez in 2022 at 20 home runs. He had 19 for a while, sat on that, finally got to 20. He became the first 2020 player in the FSL in 10 years. 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. He actually had 22 stolen bases. First pitch of ball to Colin Houck. And Carlos, of course, hit that huge home run in the bottom of the ninth to give the Mets, top of the ninth to give the Mets a lead against Dunedin in the championship series game one. And returned to St. Lucie for 2023, struggled and was released. Amazing how things can turn on a dime like that. But he led St. Lucie with 20. De Los Santos Omar, the MVP of the league, who stole 70 bases, hit 16 home runs, as Houck pummels one foul. Raul Berciarte hit 13 home runs. Stanley Consueger, 8 before he's promoted. Justin Guerrera, 11. William Lugo, 10. He was promoted in mid-July. Alex Ramirez, 6. He was a July promotion. As Houck swings and misses and strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts this inning. 3 straight overall for Montero. Junior Tillian hit 12 home runs, including becoming the first St. Lucie to ever hit 3 home runs in a game. He did that on Sunday in Dunedin. As Ewing flies one to deep left, tracking towards the wall, reaching up. It's gone! Bye-bye, baseball! A.J. Ewing has homered in Daytona. A rare treat to the opposite fields, to left, where the wind blows out. He touches the plate, and the Mets are on the board. A.J.'s third home run of the season. 3 straight strikeouts for Montero, and then he gives up the home run. Much needed for A.J. Ewing and this team. I willed it into existence. Opposite field home run. You know what? That's an out pretty much every other ballpark. But here in Daytona, nope. The wind blowing out to left, short dimensions, that's gone. Thought for a moment Confidon might steal that one back. All right, in front of the scoreboard. Cuevas takes a strike. So the Mets have quieted this game down. Now 4-0 in the bottom of the first. Now we're in the fourth, down 3. Hanging in there as Cuevas takes the ball low. I think that's about it for the home runs. I think I covered most of it. This ball is fouled away. Alfredo Lara last year for St. Lucie hit 14. Lara traded the deadline to the Miami Marlins for Brazoban, the reliever, as Cuevas takes the timeout. Daytona, with this friendly ballpark, has hit 88 home runs this season, which is third most in the league. 2-2 pitch to Cuevas, and he'll take outside for ball 3. Three-two pitch, a stinger caught at second, short stop by Stafura right near second. He's like a ball magnet tonight. Cuevas lines it out sharply, and the inning is over. But the Mets on the board. A.J. Ewing's third home run of the season comes with 2 outs. Makes it a 4-1 game. We'll head to the home fourth inning here in Daytona.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets,
Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a hot Saturday night, although the temperature seems to be cooling off as the sun goes down out west. I think it always goes down out west. Can't be sure about it. I'll Google that. We are in the... Just kidding. I know it goes down out west. Swing and a miss by Sanchez to start this bottom of the fourth. 4-1 Daytona. And I know Gregory Lewis isn't pitching late in the game with the lead, but he's pitching early in the game with the Mets still in contention, and he's trying to keep them there. He gets a swing and a miss from Sanchez. It's 0-2. Key, that was Sanchez at the plate as the lefty last inning. Valdez was caught stealing, which means Sanchez, the lefty, back to start this inning, and that is a good thing for the Mets, we think. 0-2, and it's inside. You got Moss, another lefty next, and then the struggling Omania and his Churiz, if anybody gets on. It sets up nicely. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gosh, he's so good, Gregory Lewis. He's faced the minimum since coming in. That's his second strikeout. And he's about to throw his 30th pitch. Idea, the Mets starter Franklin Gomez struggling in the first inning. He had not recorded two outs by his 30th pitch. Here's a ground ball, hotly hit out to second, no problem for Vargas. Makes the play, Moss retired, one pitch, one out. Marco has played an excellent left side of the defense this week. Now he moves to the right side. So up, two down. This game has been steadied by the Mets. Down 4-0 early. Down 4-1. So the fourth inning comes near an end. First pitch in the dirt to Diego Omania, who's 0-1 with the ground out. And it's the efficiency as well. Just eating up outs and innings as Lewis. 1-0 pitch is fouled away right side. Perozzo and Cuevas giving a look, but that's going to land in the Budweiser bullpen, which is busy tonight. All those folks right there by the Mets pen are at the bar. It's a good night to be out in Daytona. Weather's great. People are out and about, enjoying themselves near the water. One-one. Changeup. Right in there for a strike at the top of the zone. One and two. Lewis looking relaxed. The 1-2 pitch. Fly ball into shallow right. Two Mets are converging. It's caught by Vargas. And Cuevas slid down to avoid him. And there was nearly a tangle. Dangerous. Cuevas and Vargas make light contact, but the out is recorded. A 1-2-3 inning for Lewis. We're through four tonight. Mets trailing 4-1.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach.
Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Fifth inning on a Saturday night. Mets trailing by three, but they've scored the most recent run. They've had the lead innings two through four. That doesn't get you much. Some credit on the visiting broadcast. Henriquez, the batter, he takes ball one after a strike from the starting pitcher Montero, who's at 58 pitches now. Has done well. A.J. Ewing tagged him for a home run with two outs last inning, but that's all. Swing and a miss on a dirt ball. Mets have had some troubles tonight from their lefty batters hitting it right over the second base bag at Sammy Stafura, the shortstop, who's there waiting again on Henriquez, who swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt, will run down to first base. He's hustling. Throw was there, though, by Omania. So a strikeout. Quite a few strikeouts recently, too. Three in a row broken up by the Ewing home run. And the line out now, another strikeout. That's strikeout number six for Montero. As Vincent Perozzo, another lefty, will come up. Yeah, you know, you think, all right, righty pitcher, Mets have all these lefties, that's going to work out. It has not. It has not because, now look, in the pie slice era, I bet you the Mets are winning this game. Because Stafford would not be able to get to those balls up the middle with those lines drawn from the corner of second base to the outfield as Perozzo whacks this into right field, a base hit between first and second. And he yanked it through. A one-out single. Mets now have matched. Oh, correction, surpassed Daytona in hits. Mets have not out-hit Daytona in any game this week. And tied them at seven in the win on Wednesday. They have four now. And we begin the third time through the lineup. So let's see who's making adjustments. Vargas at the plate. And he'll take a fastball right down the middle for strike one. Vargas, a strikeout and an infield hit. Mets first hit of the game. Came in the fourth inning. So all four of those hits came second time through the lineup. 4-9 batters. And that gives you belief that the Mets can continue to strengthen their plate appearances against Montero third time through. As long as Montero is in the game, which is going to be at least a little bit here. There's nobody warming up, but we have some stretching going on. Some guy's got a pole down there. What that's about. It's about as tall as he is. It's a new one. 2-1 pitch is fouled off. Well, Daytona had something else happen the other day that I never saw before. A reliever throwing a football warming up during the game. See it all the time. Pre-game, this time of year, guys throwing footballs around. But actually during the game warming up with the football. Two-two pitch. Hit off the middle. Stafura gets another. Steps on second. Throws to first. Double play. The Mets keep hitting up the middle. And Sammy Stafura keeps scooping them up like a vacuum cleaner and getting out. The inning is over. 6-3 double play. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left aboard. We're halfway home in Game 5 of the series. It is 4-1 Tortugas. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Saturday night.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gregory Lewis will continue to pitch. He's at 2 2/3 shutout innings with one hit, no walks, two strikeouts. There's no sign of any movement in the Mets bullpen. So Lewis, who had not pitched since Sunday, closed out the game in Bradenton with the save. We'll have the bottom of the fifth as the Mets look for some length from their relief corps, knowing that it would be a short start for Gomez, and it was an inning in the third. It will be Isturiz, who struck out swinging in the second, the last man for Lewis to face, and it's a bunt popped up foul. Hernandez discovers it too late, but that one's off the net anyways. The season long in innings pitched for Gregory Lewis is three innings multiple times. Correction, 3 1/3. He's gone exactly three multiple times, so he can be stretched out slightly more. Actually gets through this inning scoreless, or gets through this inning period, and it'll be his longest outing of the year. Second pitch is a ball in the dirt. 1-1 on his Turris. Daytona scored four in the first inning. The first four reached. They all scored on a base-loaded walk, a two-run single, and an infield single. Swing and a miss by his Turris. Mets got on the board in the fourth with their first home run of the series. They were being out homered 4-0 this week, but A.J. Ewing went to the opposite fields for his third of the year. 1-2 to Isturiz, and he fouls it away to stay alive. We do have a reliever in the bullpen for Daytona. Ovis Portes. Perhaps the end of the night for Jose Montero, who is another good inning against, another good outing against St. Lucie. One, two on Isturiz. He takes it in the dirt. A couple of shutout, no run outings for Montero against the Mets. A couple of four innings, two run performances, and now five innings, one solo homer. And Daytona has pitched it well this series, with the exception of some walks. As, time is called. The lights have to be turned on. There they are. It was getting too dark. The umpire asked for lights. Let there be light. 2-2 pitch. It's fouled away. I was looking at like half an inning ago. I was like, these lights aren't on yet. Are they supposed to be? They're nice. They're LED lights. They're brand new. They are. It's probably the one thing this ballpark has in amenities over Clover Park. Ball is flown into right field. Cuevas has a beat on it, makes the catch and a squat. Isturiz battles but is retired. And so, Gregory Lewis has faced all nine Daytona hitters and has given up one single. And that was erased on a caught stealing. So he's faced the minimum in his time out there. Three innings now. Back to the top and Confidon, the lefty, who swings and misses on a slider outside. Yeah, I like these LED lights. Bring a new element, and they flash them when there's a home run for the home team. They flash them when there's a win. That's an element that we'd love to have at Clover Park. I did the research in the spring training season. It's a half and half. Half the Grapefruit League ballparks have them, half don't. Hopefully the Mets eventually get that upgrade. This pitch is a ball inside, 2-1. I think that might be kind of the last upgrade the Clover Park needs. New minor league complex. Of course, the Mets would love that, but as far as the actual Clover Park Stadium, not all we need. 2-1 pitch, a broken bat by Confidon to second. Vargas scoops and throws for the out. Personally, I'd like a new scoreboard at Clover Park. Put it on my wish list. But, you know, we have all the renovations from 2019-20. They moved the bullpens off the field 2 years ago. Put a brand new field and drainage system. That's great. Let's throw on some LED lights while we're at it. First pitch, ball one to Ricardo Cabrera. 0-1 at the flyout. Fouls this one away to the right. Mets finally have some action in the bullpen. Lewis honing in on 3 2/3 minimum faced. 0-1 pitch is high. Foul the way to the right. 2-2. Now a strike away. Cabrera tonight, a walk against Gomez and a run, and the flyout against Lewis. The 2-2 from the wind. Timeout called late. Ball is put in play on a check swing. No play. And that was... who called time? The Mets dugout is arguing this. Here comes Yukari De La Cruz. The umpire, Gabe Vargas, tapped himself in the chest like, that's me. But was it Cabrera? And now the Mets dugout is barking, and Gabe has thrown up the stop sign. He wants no more from the Mets side. The Mets feel like this inning should be over, and that timeout should not have been called, no matter who it was by, batter or umpire. The 2-2. Inside for ball three. The payoff pitch from Lewis to Cabrera. In the dirt for ball four. First walk by Lewis. And unless he picks him off or catches him stealing, will face over the minimum. And looking in the Mets' dugout, will that be it? Sammy Stafur comes up. Yep, that's going to do it. That's too bad for Gregory Lewis. Mets feel like the umpire might have cost him an out there. After that late timeout call, back-to-back balls for a walk. And so Lewis is at the end of his rope. But another great performance. He matches his season high with 3 1/3 innings pitched. No runs. He's responsible for the runner on first. We haven't had a pitching... a change signal yet, and there it is. Yuki makes the call to the bullpen. We will pause here in the bottom of the fifth for a new pitcher. Mets down 4-1.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Wilson Lopez, the hard-throwing native of Columbia, is on the hill facing Sammy Stafura, who's walked and grounded out. So the runner on first belongs to Gregory Lewis, who's only given up 2 earned runs since the start of June. He's responsible for that run. The Mets would love to strand him, keep it at 2 and not 3. And the first pitch is hit back off Lopez, goes out to Vargas, who picks it up and looks around, throws back to second, but Cabrera's safe. And Lopez wore that one somewhere off the foot, and the carom went away from Vargas. A tough break, an infield hit at 100 miles per hour by Stafer on the first pitch. And it was probably headed to center field if he didn't deflect it. Hard to fault the pitcher for not being able to make a play on a grounder at 100 miles an hour at his foot. Comes in fast, then it goes out fast. Here's Pineda, 0 for 1 with the flyout. So this inning was 2 up, 2 down, but now a walk and a single have the Tortugas in position, and this pitch comes inside and hits Pineda. So two pitches and two base runners on against Lopez. Not the start he wanted, and Pineda is hurt, holding something on his wrist, hand, forearm. And the trainer, Sam Detman, will come over. And Pineda is hunched behind home plate in pain. And they're looking at that right hand. So this will load the bases, all with two outs. And it's an issue that's cropped up the last two games for the Mets. Base runners without balls to the outfield. A walk and a hit batter, and an infield hit. The infield hit you can live with. Two outs, nobody on, two balls, two strikes. And that weird timeout call that was allowed by the umpire. So instead of a possible ground out or a strikeout, the at-bat continues. Two pitches later, it's a walk. And now the Mets have to hold on. They've done a good job overcoming this 4-0 early deficit to keep it at 4-1 now through four innings. And Malvin Valdez will hit. 1-for-2 with an RBI ground out and a single. First pitch from Lopez, and it's down and away at 98. Now Lopez pitched a scoreless inning in the 5-1 win on Wednesday. He had 100 miles per hour in the process. He was warming up late last night in case the Mets needed him when Paguero struggled along. Pitched the eighth. Missed low. The changeup, 2-0. The Tortugas inching closer to a surprise run. And a fourth straight batter reaching. Unless Lopez can find the strike zone real quickly. Two-oh pitch skipped in the dirt. Not even close. 3-0. And Lopez will go to the back of the rubber and spike the rosin bag. And a long path back to try to get this third out here. Rio pitch in the dirt again. It's a bases-loaded walk and another run. Daytona will plate Cabrera. And that run charged to Gregory Lewis. And that's a shame. He pitched way better than giving up a run in 3 1/3 innings tonight. This is his third earned run since the start of June. Now the reliever comes in and inherits that runner. Single, hit batter, walked batter. That makes it a 5-1 game. Daytona back up by 4. And Carlos Sanchez will bat. And he takes ball 1. So the Mets have walked. Let's see. Now 5 batters. 4 of those walks have scored. The 5th one drove in a run. Just drives you absolutely crazy. If you're a Mets fan or a coach. Ball 2. Lopez is coming, and you wonder that ball that hit off him, nobody came out and checked on him, so I'm guessing he's fine, but he has not been anywhere close to the strike zone since that comebacker hit off him on the first pitch he threw. Ball 3 and a wild pitch to boot. Nope, everybody's going back. Whoa, the throw by Hernandez comes to home plate, and a nice knockdown by Lopez. Well, the runners were retreating. Hernandez didn't know it and blindly threw to Lopez coming to cover the plate, and Wilson had to reach back behind him and swat it down with his glove Otherwise, that ball goes towards the Daytona dugout, and then they're off to the races. I understand Hernandez thinking that maybe a run was coming in, but perhaps next time make sure. Well, it's 3-0 to the second straight batter. And there's ball 9 in a row. Inside, a bases loaded walk, so Stafuris scores. That runs on Lopez. And this is another brutal inning for the Mets. That was 2 up, 2 down. And here comes Jordan Krause. How's it gone since 2 up, 2 down? Walk, infield hit, hit batter, walk, walk. Cover your ears. 6 walks for the Mets tonight. All in the first and fifth innings. Krause has the entire infield in. A couple of hard pats for Lopez. He only pitches about an inning per appearance. He's about as fresh a reliever as the Mets have. And I'm sure part of that conversation was by Krause saying, hey, there's no one coming to save you here. You have to get this out. Jack Moss is next. And again, hit batter, 4-pitch walk, 4-pitch walk. So 9 pitches in a row missed. Make it 10. First pitch was hit for a single. Now 10 straight have missed. 10 balls, 1 strike. That appeared to be a slider. Ball 2. Another off-speed pitch low. Just guiding it in there. Not throwing with any conviction. No 2-0 pitch. Ball 3. It's now 12 balls in a row. Mets bullpen going to get ready again. 3-0 pitch. That's ball 13. Another bases loaded walk. Pineda scores. And it's 7-1. Moss down to first. You run out of words. Omania ground out to Papa. A strike. That snaps the streak at 13. And even the home crowd will clap. 3-run inning for Daytona. Tortugas have as many hits as the Mets. 4. Far more walks. 7. Swing and a foul tip for strike 2. Where was this before? No 2 pitch. Foul the way. Fastball at 99. Jeffrey Yabor. In the bullpen, just threw one all the way to the backstop. Time's called. So we know he's next. Been a long bottom of the fifth. A line out, ground out. Thought we were going to the sixth. Nope. We have one ball in play since. 3 runs are in. 6 straight have reached. 0-2 pitch. And it's a ground ball to third. Barrow's going to field it. Take his time. Throw high to first. The tag by Perozzo got him. And mercifully, this inning is over. Barrow had all day to throw to get the slow-footed catcher, nearly launched it into foul ground. But Hernan Perozzo saves the day. It's a 5-3 ground out. Inning over. 3 runs scored on 1 measly hit. No errors. 3 left on. And it's now a 7-1 Tortugas lead, their biggest lead of the week.
Yeah. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Let's see if the Mets can regroup. It's been brutal tonight on the mound. Seven batters have been walked by the Mets pitchers, Gomez and Lopez and Lewis, as this pitch is in there for strike one from the new pitcher, Portes. Of the seven walks issued by the Mets in the first five innings, four of the walks have scored. The other three have come with the base loaded to drive in runs, so they have all been costly. There was that two-out walk with the bases empty by Lewis after the bad break on the late timeout called. Look, that's maybe a bad call by the umpire, but you can't let that spiral to three innings, three runs. Two outs and the bases empty. It's not the umpire's fault. So here's Benj, who's been a very bright spot for the Mets, a shining star. He's walked and singled tonight. He's in a 1-2 count. He has reached base six straight times, going back to 2 days ago. The 1-2. Benj will take it for strike three on the slider. All good things must come to an end. Six straight times on base is a good run. And he was caught there. Montero went five innings, four hits, one run on the solo homer by Ewing, a walk and six strikeouts. He threw 67 pitches and 44 strikes. Now Portes, who the Mets have not seen yet this year, inherits the big lead and throws a ball to the backstop to Barrow, who's 0 for 2. Daytona leading 7-1 after winning 6-1 yesterday. I know they were not pleased with how things went the first three games. They've been a better team than St. Lucie all season. And they have the wild card lead, you know, coming in and losing three straight games at home after a great series last week on the road. Extremely frustrating, but they have certainly turned it around the last game and a half. Two-oh pitch misses high. It's 3-0. Now for the Mets. Losing last night, struggling tonight for the same reason. Pitchers not throwing strikes. You don't want to be satisfied with just a 3-3 split, so they got to find a way to get a W here. And it's coming back tonight or tomorrow. Portes gets back into the count with a strike. It's 3-1. Up and in, and that will be ball four. Second walk issued by Daytona tonight. Now Portes, I'm told, scuffling. He's 19 years old. From St. John's, Antigua, and Barbuda. This is his third game in Daytona. He's given up six runs on three hits and eight walks. So this is a guy the Mets would have loved to have faced down 4-1. Down 7-1, they'll try to make some headway as this fastball misses up at 97 to Ronald Hernandez. 1-0 misses, low at 96. The Reds acquired Cortes in a trade with the Red Sox for Lucas Sims the day before the trade deadline. Came right to Daytona. Fastball for a strike at 98. Well, 98 miles per hour, they don't just fall out of trees into your lap, so you got to go get them. And Cortes, who pitched pretty well for the Salem Red Sox, now finds himself in a 2-1 count, and this ball is cranked foul. That was a smash ball, and it scatters the Mets in the bullpen. With Salem in the Carolina League with the Sox, 21 innings, 17 hits, 8 earned runs. He walked 15, struck out 25. He had also pitched well for the FCL Red Sox over in Fort Myers, JetBlue Park Complex. 2-2 to Hernandez, and Cortes gets a swing and a miss on what looked like a changeup. Two strikeouts and a walk in this top of the sixth. Looked like a similar pitch that froze Bench, and now the Mets basically lone ready tonight. Colin Houck will come up and fly out in a strikeout for Houck. Cortes's fastball, 97 for a strike on the corner. Pitches inside. Ball and a strike. Fastball, top of the zone. Houck didn't like it. 96. 1-2. Cortes the pitch, strikes out Houck on a slider. He strikes out three batters in the inning. It's a nice inning for one of the new guys, Cortes. Ortega is sharp on the mound again tonight. They lead the Mets 7-1 through five and a half innings.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Wilson Lopez is going to return to the mound for the Mets in the bottom of the sixth. Here's hoping for a better sixth than fifth. He threw 18 pitches to get one out, only five strikes. Infield hit batter, three straight bases loaded walks to make it a 7-1 game. And this pitch is a called strike to his Juris. He squared the bunt. Lefty batter showing bunt, no surprise. Barrow came running in, but now he's going back to his spot. If he puts a good bunt down, he'll reach. He swings and misses, and he's not bunting now. Fastball at 96. Mets had a reliever warming up last inning, and they have another one this inning. It's Yabor again. Pitch from Lopez. Change up down and away. This might be a situation where you want Lopez to get a batter out, just get him feeling confident again, and then make the change. A 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Base hit right field. Perozzo immediately bailed to the bag. Didn't give it a look running towards it. He was the closest one. So a solid single for his Torres. It's only the fifth hit of the night for Daytona. Made their money on the walks. And now back to the top in Confidon. And going back to that fifth inning, Lewis had the 2-2 count and ended up walking Cabrera. I wonder if hindsight, the Mets couldn't have tried to squeeze one more out from him. He was so good. And up against pitch counts, got to take care of these guys. I wonder if there was any discussion at all of, let's say, just throwing that out the window, but if he had any leeway there to maybe let him go. Runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second base by Hernandez. The tag stayed on the base. Sturis steals second base. Daytona 2 out of 3 tonight on the base paths. Confidon 1 for 3 tonight with an infield hit and a run back in the first. He had the other steal. Ground ball, base hit, right side for Confidon. Sturis is coming in. Throw to the plate will be cut off by Lopez. No throw to second. Confidon up to the bag. It's an 8-1 lead. Confidon RBI single and advances on the throw by Cuevas, which was cut off. He just speed right around. Never hesitated. I wonder if they don't call that a double. Now Ricardo Cabrera. So this is a rough outing for Lopez. A single, a stolen base, and another hit. Two batters. Another run against him. And Cabrera, 2 walks and 2 runs at the plate. Take a ball outside at 97. It is just a single for Confidon on second. That was a great read, though. Pitch misses inside. It's 2-0. And Hernandez stomping out to the mound for a visit, as Lopez just can't seem to get anything going tonight. Pitches he throws are either balls or going for hits. And he's at an inning, he's at a third of an inning. 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 runs. And has fallen behind Cabrera 2-0. As Yabor continues to warm in the bullpen. This is a long talk by Hernandez, milking the entire mound visit clock of 30 seconds. And finally, Gabe Vargas out to break it up. 8-1 Tortugas. It's been all Daytona tonight. Looks like the Mets were, I won't say on the comeback trail, but we're making it interesting with Lewis pitching and Ewing hitting a home run. But once the walks started up again, Daytona has taken firm control here in the middle innings. 2-0 on Cabrera. That's going to be fouled off. The look back to second. The 2-1. Cabrera takes it up high for ball 3. 3-1 pitch. Hit hard to Houck, who's going to juggle it and drop it. Pick it up, no play, E6. Hit right to him. I think he peeked to third base thinking to get copied on. And that eye off the ball cost him an out at any base. E6 on an easy one. I know what he wants to do, but in an 8-1 game, just go to first all the way. Also, it doesn't help that your pitcher not throwing strikes, defense standing flat-footed out there. Now they're at the corners, single error, and Sammy Stafur at the plate, and time is called by Hernandez. Disengagement. Mets defense has been pretty good this week. One error each of the last two nights. Neither error has been a major factor. We'll see what happens tonight. Cabrera runs. Hernandez throws to second from the knee, not in time. That was a really good throw. Just not there. Another stolen base, and the Tortugas have the Mets on their heels right now. They are all systems go. One run in, two in scoring position, still nobody out. And Stafura awaits the 1-0 pitch and takes it inside for ball two. Again, with the way the Mets are pitching-wise, got to get outs from everybody who comes to the mound. This pitch is inside for a strike. So whether you're getting outs or not, you're in there. This is 33 pitches now for Lopez, getting one out. Pitch is sliced foul by Stafur. Stafur on base twice, has scored twice. Top of the lineup, Confidon, Cabrera, Stafura. They've scored five runs out of the eight. These three were basically held silent Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the Mets wins. They started to erupt late yesterday, and they've gone off today. 2-2 pitch. Lopez gets the strikeout on the pitch way out of the zone. Stafura chased badly. First out of the inning. And runners will stay at second and third, and Yukari De La Cruz will make a pitching change. He wanted at least Lopez get one out there, and this difficult outing for Wilson will come to an end. Two outs, three hits, three runs, three walks, a strikeout. He's responsible for runners on second and third. We will go to the bullpen when we come back.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Joseph Yabor on the mound for the Mets. Let's see if he can salvage this inning, which has featured a run, two hits, an error, two in scoring position. Yabor closed out the game on Wednesday, and he did a fine job doing it. With two scoreless innings and five strikeouts, he was throwing 98 miles an hour, and he was all business. Not throwing a loopy slider, not wasting any moments or pitches, just coming right at these guys. Let's want him to do more of that. He'll face Pineda, who's 0-for-1. First pitch cranked into left field. That's down for a base hit. Henriquez to chase it. Two runs are in. Henriquez gets it back to the infield. It's a two-run single for Pineda and a 10-1 lead for the Tortugas. As Confidant and Cabrera score, both those runs charged to Lopez, one earned, one unearned. On one pitch, Pineda gets the job done. So he scored twice and now driven in three. A three-run inning back-to-back for the Tortugas. Malvin Valdez is at the plate. The Tortugas have really put it to the Mets these last two games. Not have guessed that they have lost the first three in the series. The Tonins now outscored the Mets 16-2 the last two nights. And really 15-1 since the sixth inning of last night's game when it was 1-1 in a toss-up. And pure domination. A lot of it the Mets' own undoing, of course, but Daytona has mixed in the hits now along with the walks. Valdez waits on the 1-1. Yabor's pitch swung on and missed at 95. So you can close the book on Lopez. Two-thirds of an inning, three hits, five runs, four earned, three walks, a hit batter, a strikeout, and only 15 of his 35 pitches were strikes. 1-2 to Valdez. Swings and misses on the slider and strikes out. And two gone in the sixth inning, both on strikeouts. Carlos Sanchez will bat. Sanchez, a two-run single in the first and a bases-loaded walk in the fourth. Check swing went around for a strike on appeal. Now we got kids counting down the pitch clock. That's going to get annoying. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 96. You like that, Jeff? Jeff, how often do they do that here? Too much. Okay. That's the first time I've heard him this week. Oh, no, they're doing it again. Hopefully they wear themselves out like one more time. 0-2 pitch, please end this inning. And not on this pitch. It's outside. Well, I mean, the crowd, they've been cheering, but, I mean, 10-1, a lot of walks. It's not a tight game. I guess they got to amuse themselves some way. 1-2 pitch. I guess I don't have to count down the pitch clock anymore as this ball's grounded foul by Sanchez. You know, they start it with like 12 seconds left. You know, it's okay to start with like 5. Ball in, two strikes with two outs. Yabor trying to put an end to this sixth inning. A three-run fifth and now a three-run sixth for the Tortugas to break it wide open. Yabor, the 1-2. Ground ball, it stays fair. Perozzo boots it, picks it up, throws to first, and it hits Sanchez. And he's safe. Either hit Sanchez or Yabor caught it. Either way, second error of the inning. E3, and it will continue. And Pineda went up to second base. I won't say it took a funny hop, but perhaps it did. I thought it was pretty true. That's one thing about artificial surface here. You get true bounces. So E6 on Houck on a fielding error and E3 on Hernandez as on a fielding error. Mets' first multi-error game since last Saturday. We'll have to check that. First multi-error game this week. No, they didn't make one on Sunday as this pitch is outside to Jack Moss. So this is the inning that won't end. Mets basically have to get five outs here. Mets last made two errors in the game. Drum roll. Gosh, I'm really flipping back here. This pitch gets away. A wild pitch. Mets last made two errors in the game last Tuesday. Series opener against Bradenton made four. That's a really good run. Just one or none per game. The wild pitch sends Pineda to third. Sanchez up to second. Two oh, fouled away. Ten to one Daytona. Two balls, a strike. Two outs, two in scoring position. Pitch is low for ball three. Moss is the eighth batter to hit this inning. All nine batted in the fifth. Eight batted in the first. Kids are getting louder with the countdown clock. Lord, give me strength. 3-1 pitch is fouled away. It's a full count. Yabor is set for the payoff pitch, his 16th pitch of the inning. And it's flown into left field, slicing away from Henriquez, who makes the catch and crashes into the wall. The chain link fence, he's okay. And he has out number three. And the inning comes to an end. There were three runs in the inning. Felt like more. But two errors made it essentially a five-out inning. Two stranded in scoring position. And only two hits in the inning. And it's over. We're through six, and it's 10-1 Daytona.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field. Let's get back to the field.
We have reached the seventh inning. The game was slow to start, then moved along at lightning speed, and then came to a grinding halt as the Mets could not throw strikes in the fifth and sixth. And here's a hot shot ground ball by Ewing. Sliding attempt by Cabrera off his glove deflects it into center, and A.J. should be credited with his second straight hit. In a home run last time up, and now a single here to start the seventh. The Mets trailed the game 10-1. It's not gone their way since the sixth inning last night. You go back to that sixth inning last night, Mets had won all three games. They were 1-1 tie. They had the go-ahead run on third base, no outs, couldn't score them, and it has totally flipped since then. Baseball is a strange momentum game. There's debates about that anyways. But if the Mets score a run there, too, and they have another late lead on Daytona, and they keep throwing strikes from their pitching staff, this Mets might have already have the series wrapped up. As this ball is blooped into center field by Cuevas, he's got a hit. Back-to-back singles, and it gets through the infield, but Ewing will watch it be backed up by Moss. So Cuevas, hey, two hits each of the last two games. He's got another hit tonight. Let's get this guy hot. Back-to-back singles. This is against Portes, the reliever acquired by the Reds in the trade with Boston Red Sox pre-deadline. And he struck out three, walked one in the sixth, but consecutive singles to start the seventh. And the game's not in any danger, but you would like to see the Mets offense arrive in this series. Now, they won the first three games, but 3-2, 5-1, 4-3. They got the hits when they needed to win those games. They took advantage of some bad walks, but they have not put together some big innings this week. You know, one run yesterday, one run today. It's a tough place to hit. Pitching for Daytona is good. It's actually a great place to hit. The conditions and the wind, small ballpark, great place to hit. But if the pitching's good, it makes it tougher. And the pitching has been good for Daytona when it's been over the plate. This pitch comes inside and hits Henriquez maybe on the arm. Now he will go down to first on the wayward slider, and the Mets have loaded the bases with nobody out in the seventh inning, trailing by nine. Again, at least the chance to wake up the offense. They can't come all the way back here. Mound visit. With Omania coming out to talk to Portes. Reminder, the series finale tomorrow is at 5 o'clock, the dreaded 5 o'clock getaway game in Daytona. Everybody else gets to start at noon, living their best life, getting a Sunday late afternoon evening off on the off day Monday. Mets don't get any such thing. You know what I'm doing, though? I've mapped it out, folks. I've mapped it out. I'm going to make the most of this situation tomorrow. By golly. As the strike is delivered to Perozzo. Check out of the hotel is noon. I'm sleeping in. I'm pushing that thing right to noon. I'm not stepping a foot out of that room until noon. Game at 5, I'm not leaving till noon. 0-1 pitch to Perozzo, and he bloops it foul into the stands. There's a souvenir for the grandstand, folks. Oh, that'll liven him up. I'm going to go to the hotel lobby at noon. I'm going to do all my pregame work. Right in the comfort of the nice chair, air conditioning, TV on. Be great. Put on some Netflix on the phone. 0-2 pitch. Up and in. Then I'm going to drive my vehicle up to Bucky's, my favorite place in the entire world. And I'm going to gas up. I'm going to peruse Bucky's and spend way more money than I should. Buy some things I've never seen before. And then I'm going to show them on the broadcast on Tuesday and booth bites. And I'm not going to expense it. A 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. And we will gas up at Bucky's, where the gas is cheap. Oh, great catch by a fan in the grandstand. Perozzo sending all sorts of souvenirs out that direction. I think we've only had two balls in the grandstands all night coming this at-bat. A 1-2 pitch to Perozzo, and he grounds it to first base. Backhanded by Moss, he's going to throw to first base. Pitcher Portes covers. Perozzo is out. Run is in. Ewing scores from third base with ease, and the Mets make it a 10-2 game. Cuevas to third. Henriquez up to second. The only play that Jack Moss had was at first base. So Perozzo gets credit with an RBI ground out. Back to the top of the order in Vargas. He'll hit with runners at second and third. One down. And he'll take a strike. Marco today 1-for-3. An infield hit and a double play ball. Then after Bucky's, I'm going to meander back down to the ballpark and stop at the new aquarium that just opened. I've been by this place. I've not been into it. I'm going to the aquarium. I don't know what they got in there, but I'm going to find out, and I'll report tomorrow. And by the time that's done and I get to the ballpark, I'm close enough to game time for the broadcast. Well, that is how we're going to beat the 5 o'clock start tomorrow. Now, what the players are going to do, that's on them. Checkouts at noon. They'll probably be on the bus by 1 or 2 o'clock. They can do all their pregame stuff here. Vargas takes a called third strike. So, Cortez turning this inning around after the bases were loaded to no outs, a ground out and a strikeout. That's what you want to do as a pitcher when you have a 9-run lead. Bases loaded, no outs. Just focus on the hitters. Get outs as quick as you can. Surrender the run, no problem. Now Benj. Balk called. Balk? Yep. Balk has been called as Cortez working from the windup. I'm not sure. Did he declare that or not? I couldn't tell from here, but the base umpire, Jeremy Rada, signaled right away, barked it out, Balk. So that brings in Cuevas. That's a 2-run inning in a 10-3 game. Henriquez goes down to third. Benj will foul one straight back. He took a big cut. Fastball at 98. So this is what you like to see. You got your new draft pick, first round, 19th overall Benj facing velocity at 98. Let's see what he's got here. Benj struck out looking in the sixth. That snapped a six on base streak. Sixth time on base. Oh, he gets hit in the hip. Flips the bat aside in frustration. 98 on the hip. And he will jog down to first. Kind of robbed us of a interesting at-bat there. Well, 7 out of 8 times on base now. 7 out of 9 total in his career. That didn't seem like very much fun. 98 in the hip. I think I'd be blacked out down there. But he just jogs it down because he's a baseball player and a tough guy. We're at the corners for Barrow. Mets down 10-3. Barrow 0-for-2 with the walk. First pitch down and in at 96. And my guess is team bus will be around 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow. They'll come over to the ballpark. Probably a pretty light day. Over the years with the 5 o'clock start, some times the team has taken like BP and used it as a big work day. That has kind of stopped in this 6-game series era with the finale on Sunday. And there have been times in the past where maybe it's a 3-game series, a 4-game series. Been some weather issues the previous days. You want to get work in and you do the full Monty on a Sunday afternoon. 1-1 pitch to Barrow. It's outside. And after the game's over tomorrow, and the weather is going to be great, so we'll play right on time. Team will bus back to Port St. Lucie. Big bus, only about 2.5 hours to the ballpark. Pretty easy trip. 2-1 pitch, fouled away. With any luck, everybody will be back snuggled in their apartments before midnight. And then everybody can enjoy the Monday off day. And not have to worry about the 5 o'clock Daytona Sunday games anymore until next season. 2-2 pitch on Barrow. And he will take a ball below the knees. Close pitch. But it was low. Full count. And Benj at first will be running. Henrique is at third. Mets have scored twice in this inning. Most runs they've scored in an inning since the seventh inning 2 nights ago. Cortez, the 3-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed. The fastball at 96 got by Barrow for out number 3. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and two stranded. At the seventh inning stretch, the Tortugas lead the Mets 10-3.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald here in Daytona. It's been a slog of a game. Nothing seems to be easy. It's been that way since the sixth inning yesterday, and I think that goes both ways. Look, Daytona's enjoyed the heck out of it, all the runs, but these games have kind of dredged on. Looking at time of games this week, let's dig into it. They've actually all been a little lengthier than I thought. 236, Mets win on Tuesday, 3-2. That's standard 5-1 on Wednesday, 2 hours 45 minutes. Slightly lengthy. First pitch swinging popped up by Omanya, foul ground. And that will be out of the range of Peroza, who circled around but overran it. No catch, no error. Mets win 4-3 on Thursday. That was 2 hours 56 minutes. That was long. Yesterday was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Again, 1-1 in the sixth inning. You thought that'd move faster. This one's heading for I don't know. What time of night is it now, Jeff? 8:50? I can't do any more numbers tonight. We're over 2 hours, and we're only in the bottom of the seventh. So we're heading for 3 as Yabor misses inside. Well, you know what? If playing these long games Tuesday through Saturday means we get a quick one Sunday, okay. This ball is cranked deep left center field by Omanya to the gap. Henriquez, he reaches up. It's off the wall. And Omanya's just now getting to second. Oh, he was watching it. He was watching it like it was going to be a home run, and it was fairly short. I don't know if it scraped off the wall or not. It was close. But a double for Omanya, who was enjoying the view. It was an easy double as it was played off the wall and bounced into straightaway center field. If he's hustling all the way, that's a triple. You know what's something the Mets have done tonight? Daytona hasn't? Homered. Mets have allowed a home run in 6 straight games. And 7 straight games is their season high. They need to avoid a home run in the 7th and 8th inning here. Avoid that streak being matched. Narrowly did it. Right there off Omanya's bat is only 2nd hit of the series. His first extra base hit. Pitches outside from Yabor. It's 2-0 on his Torres. That's down 10-3. They were down 4-0 after the first inning. They straightened it out, and we're down 4-1 through 4 innings. About to hit the halfway point. Did hit the halfway point. Down by that margin of 4-1. 3 runs with 2 outs in the 5th. Stunning. All the walks. And then 3 more in the 6th. pitches a ball. The scoreboard crew put up a run and in the seventh inning with the hand-operated scoreboard, and now they got to switch it back. So I guess they thought it was a home run. That run might score, but you can't do that yet. Thought I was losing my mind. This pitch misses for ball four. So a double to the eight hitter and a walk to the nine hitter. Maria Boer here in the seventh. Since he's come in, two-run single, strikeout, error, flyout, double, walk. So certainly a mixed bag. And your Mets, you're throwing out a pitcher who pitched just a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, multiple innings. And these are tired arms. As this pitch is outside for a ball. You know, from the Mets starting pitching standpoint, I think they've gotten as much as they could out of their pitchers who are allowed to go longer into games. I mean, you had Sal Garcia went 5 2/3 on Tuesday to start. That's his longest outing of the year. You know, De Leon maxed out at his 3 innings on Wednesday as this pitch is a ball. Moretta went 5 2/3 on Wednesday or Thursday. That's a career high for him. And Joel Diaz off Tommy John surgery, 5 innings, 84 pitches yesterday. That's pretty good. So I don't think you can pin this on the starters who have some length. Well, they've done their jobs. But you're looking at guys like De Leon, Franklin Gomez, recently off the IL. Now, they're not going to be allowed to go in the game very long. And that just adds to the stress of the bullpen. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Confidant. And again, you're looking at a pitcher in Arasena, yes, tomorrow, who probably is not going to have a long leash either. It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck type situation. Sal Garcia, perhaps he can come back around. Ground ball, run down by Yabor. He juggles, picks it up, drops it again, and it's another error on an easy comebacker. Ball just rolled all the way up his arm. He never got a grasp on it. It's a third error, and everything's coming unglued for the Mets. That's going to load the bases with no outs. And these are three easy plays the last 2 innings that have not been made. And hard ground balls with good bounces right to short, first, back to the mound. The Mets playing hot potato with it. Yukari De La Cruz to the mound. And he's going to have a discussion with Yabor, pull the plug, and it's going to be a new pitcher for the Mets coming on in the seventh with the bases loaded and no outs. Daytona leads 10-3.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Last two Mets pitchers, Lopez, 2/3 of an inning. Yabor, 2/3 of an inning. So they combined for 1 1/3, 5 hits. five runs and counting, not giving the Mets much length here, having to burn Juan Arnaud, who two of his last three appearances have been in the ninth inning with a one-run lead for saves. He's in a much different situation here. Seventh inning down by seven, and he hits Cabrera on the back of the helmet with a slider, and Cabrera is down. He's moving, and he's kind of grabbing at his left ear side of his head. He turned around fast enough, or way fast enough, to avoid being hit in the face. And slider at 86 miles per hour. And run is in, of course. We're going to make sure that Omania touches home. And now Cabrera pops up. And he's been an Iron Man, plays almost every game. He's been here all week at the two-hole. It's going to be a run to make it 11-3. Now they can put the 11 up on the scoreboard. And the bases will be reloaded, and Cabrera will stay in the game. Looks like he's checked out. And their trainer, Stettman, grabbing his left ear, no blood. And down to first he goes. Always scary when a batter gets hit in the head, no matter what kind of pitch it is. Sammy Stafura next. This is 11-3. Yeah, it's just thinking back to recent memory. I know the Mets have had a tough season, but this season alone, this is one of the rougher games I've seen. Eight walks, two hit batters, three errors. It's unspooling all the goodness the Mets did the first 3 days. Fastball gets over for a strike at 97. Brown ball up the middle. That's through for a base hit for Stafura. One run is in. Here comes Confidant. He scores. It's going to be a hustle double for Stafura to make it 13-3. It's Torres and Confidant score. Cabrera goes to third. It's another three-run inning, the third straight three-run inning. And this time, a chance for a lot more with second and third and still nobody out. First two runs charged to Yabor. The last one to Arnaud. As this slider gets in there for a strike to Pineda. Tortuga's putting on a hurting on the Mets tonight. Four-run first inning. Scoreless in the second, third, and fourth. Three runs each in the five, in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Check swing. Pineda goes too far. Pineda 1-for-2 today with three RBI. Fouls this one straight back at 98. Mets got to find a way here to get six outs from whatever's left of the bullpen. O-2. Pitches outside. I do wonder if somewhere if the Mets would use a position player. They haven't done it yet this year. They have to use a position player on the mound. A 1-2 pitch. A slider swung on and missed. Good pitch by Arnaud. And that strikes out Pineda. First out of the inning. Stiers remains on third. Stafura on second. What else is happening around the Florida State League tonight? No, Daytona's up on Jupiter by a game and a half in the wild card. A win by Daytona keeps them up a game and a half because Jupiter won tonight 5-0 at Palm Beach. Jupiter has taken a 3-2 lead in that series. First pitch, a strike to Mal Valdez. Unfortunately for Daytona, the first three games of this series where they were losing, Jupiter lost 2 out of 3, so they only gave up Brown by one game. Three-game losing streak. Swing and a miss by Valdez. Now Jupiter and Daytona looking like they're going to get consecutive wins. Now Lakeland beat Fort Myers 4-2. Lakeland had to have it. Came into the week two games behind Fort Myers. Lost the first four. Now six back. One tonight. Now five back. Still might be too much. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Valdez strikes out. Back-to-back punch-outs for Arnaud. You know, including tonight for the Mets, only 20 games left. I don't know how many other teams. Now, they're all around the same amount left. There might be some double headers hanging out there in the ether. But we're getting within the last, you know, into the teens for most teams after tonight. Sanchez, the pitch. We know Clearwater and Palm Beach are going to the playoffs. Fort Myers looks like it's running away with the second half in the West. So the only really intriguing race here is between Daytona and Jupiter. Mets playing a part as this pitch is outside. At worst, the Mets will go 3-3 on the road against Daytona this week. And in 2 weeks from now, the Mets will host Jupiter. There's six games at Clover Park. Those will be the final six games at home this year. A chance to play spoiler twice. 1-1 pitch, slider inside on appeal. Did he go? No. Mets playing Palm Beach next week. And Palm Beach head and shoulders above the rest of the division at this point. So I don't think the Mets are... Well, they win six in a row. That might bring the division back into play as this pitch misses high for ball three. But I think next week will be a good test because you have a strong Cardinals team with draft picks from last year and this year with them. And the Mets are going to roll into town with new draft picks. That should be a intriguing series. 3-1 pitch, and it's low for ball four. Bases loaded, walk to Sanchez. Will load the bases again. First base was open. Moss will bat next. And Palm Beach's new draft picks have been around longer, about 2 weeks and a half longer than the Mets draft picks. So they're a little more, let's say, inundated to the pro game. Let's see if that makes a difference. Here's Moss, 0-3 with the bases-loaded walk. First pitch, a ball outside. Arnaud came in and hit Cabrera with the first pitch in the helmet. Gave up a two-run double. Strikeout, strikeout, walk. One zero to Moss. Held on and maybe tipped. 97. 13-3 Tortuga is their biggest lead of the series. By far their most runs, surpassing yesterday's total of six. 1-1. It's a ball. Their nine hits, not the most, though. Or is it? It is. Somebody from the Mets dugout just got ejected. It's Jordan Krause. No, he had enough of the umpire. Was that last pitch a strike? Yep, it was. So Krause ejected for the first time this year. Look, you can sense it from his standpoint. He should be frustrated. This has been a very poor performance by the Mets pitching staff. And look, the umpires calling their own balls and strikes, it's different. It's different for everybody. It's something the Mets, you know, not used to on a regular basis, and the strike zones have not been good this week. They've not been good. No matter which umpire's behind the plate, it's not been really consistent either way. So Krause, early exit. They wait for him to exit stage right in the Mets clubhouse. Two-one slider is in, 3-1. The Mets have not had a lot of ejections. I don't know if they've had a player ejected this year. One doesn't come to mind. Yukari De La Cruz has been ejected at least once. Last week, Jeremy Colonna erupted on an umpire strike zone after all the challenges were exhausted. Pitch is fouled away, and now Jordan Krause has had enough. It's a long season. We're in game number 111. Emotions are going to flare up. Can be exhausting. Three-two pitch with the bases loaded, and it's going to be a ground ball to Hauk. He's going to field it, throw to first. Dug out by Perozzo. It was a bad throw, and Perozzo saves it. And the Mets will not make a fourth error, at least not right there. And the inning is over. Three straight three-run innings for the Tortugas. They lead 13-3 going to the eighth. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, a quick look at the TrackMan data between innings. Juan Arnaud, three pitches in that inning called balls that were in the strike zone, including one on Carlos Sanchez that was a walk that would have been a strike three. So certainly understandable that Jordan Krause protecting his pitcher, letting the umpire know that he's missing a bunch of pitches in the inning. And look, three in one inning. That's a lot. It's a lot to miss. Gabe Vargas will have to think some things over, make some corrections on his end. It's a inning with three runs, two earned. There's two hits, an error, and three stranded. Daytona's actually stranded eight runners the last three innings. They could have had more. Errors mixed in. It's been a rough night for the Mets. They might actually look forward to getting back to Clover Park in the ABS system. There's a pitch that swung on a miss by Hernandez. So Daytona, we know they're doing this big renovation, which will be completed hopefully the start of the 2026 season. But, you know, they really need, if the rest of the FSL is going to do it, to try to get this technology in here that the rest of the ballparks have. They found a way to do the pitch clocks, but they do not have this ABS technology. And it just feels like there's a big gap in the league. There are 66 games in the league that are played here that are not on par with the others as Hernandez swings and misses at this pitch from Drew Pesca. Pesca, who came in and had some costly walks in the ninth inning on Tuesday. The Mets beat him, handed him a loss. Ground ball by Hernandez backs up Moss, who will field it, drop it off to Pesca for out number one. Pesca eventually gets the bag. Like he missed it, but found it. Hernandez is out number one. Certainly an old-timey ballpark. And I'm sure the coaches will tell you that, look, they'd like to find a way to get ABS in here. It's going to be that way at every other park. As the pitch is a strike to Colin Hauk. And I don't know where we stand at with the challenge system. I know in spring training next year we're getting ABS, and I think we're getting challenges. Mets did use it. They did have it in the spring breakout game. The top prospects of the Mets versus the top prospects of the Nationals back on March 15th. As this pitch is swung on a miss by Houck. So you had top prospects from both teams playing against each other. Game was showcased on SNY for Mets fans. And they did use ABS, and they used the challenge system. And they actually had a graphic on the scoreboard for it. As Houck grounds the ball up the middle, and that's going to squeak through for a base hit. And Malone rating the lineup gets a hit. Houck now 1-for-4. But the it was pretty neat. The graphic that was displayed on the scoreboard on the challenges. It was almost like when you watch tennis and a player challenges a line call. And they have that animated graphic on, you know, did the shadow of the ball, did the ball hit the line? That was pretty neat. I thought we might get that in the Florida State League since they put it in all the Grapefruit League ballparks. And I said, the technology's already implemented. Why not use it for the Florida State League season? But they decided not to. They use it in AAA. I don't know why they don't use it in Florida State League. That would have been fun. Would have loved to have brought that to you on Bally Live. 1-0 pitch. And a strike called to Ewing. AJ 2-for-3 with a home run, a single. He has scored two of the Mets' three runs tonight. They trail 13-3. So some of the crowd here heading for the exits as Ewing takes the ball high. Line drive out of play, high over the stands on the left side. Two balls, two strikes. Pesca's 2-2. Foul the way again. Fastball at 95. 13-3 Tortugas. One on, one out. Top of the eighth. Two-two check swing foul. Ewing fights off another. Just got a piece. Pesca, the 2-2. Missed away, ball three. What pitch of the at-bat is this? Feels like I'm putting poor Jeff to work here. Eight pitch at bat. Feels longer. 3-2 pitch. It will get longer. Foul away to the left. And Ewing, hard to believe, just used his timeout. He still had it in the tank. Pesca has faced three batters. This will be his 18th pitch. Ewing check swing. Did he go too far? Nope. A walk. Oh, that was close. I thought that the umpire might call it right there as a swinging strike at the plate. Close pitch. Ewing the walk. For all that, on base. First and second, and now Amanya will come out for a visit. Giving his pitcher a breather. What's going on in Mets land? Big team won today, 4-0 over the Marlins. Gained a game in the wildcard standings last night with the Braves loss. Luis Severino gets his 8th win of the year. 2-hour and 26-minute game up at Citi Field. We'll long surpass that here on this Saturday night. Syracuse rocked again in Rochester. As Cuevas fouls the ball back. Boy, Syracuse, rough week. 9-1 down tonight. Lost 9-2 yesterday. 4-2 the previous day. 11-2 on Wednesday. 8-1 on Tuesday. The Mets have had a rough couple of days here in Daytona. It's not competitive up there. AAA Syracuse this week. Wonder what's going on. 0-1 pitch. Ball too high. Portland beating up on Binghamton. Tough week for Binghamton, too. Binghamton lost 10-2 today. Binghamton lost 8-2 yesterday. 5-3 the day before. 6-4 in extra innings the day before. And swept in a doubleheader. This pitch is missed. How's Brooklyn doing? Winners for three straight games over Wilmington, 5-4. Carrying the banner for the minor leagues tonight. 2023 draft pick, St. Lucie Met. Dakota Hawkins picking up the win in relief of Jonah Tong. Quality start for Jonah. 6 innings, 3 runs. 1-2 on Cuevas, and Pesca on a check swing gets him. Cuevas goes too far for out number 2. Hawkins, 3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run in relief to get the victory. How about yesterday, Mercado, Starling Mercado, who the Mets promoted up to Brooklyn this week, hit a 3-run homer, and Brooklyn won 3-2. There's your offense. Provided by the new guy. Henriquez takes a strike on the corner. Our score here is 13-3 Daytona, as the Tortugas have outscored the Mets 16-4 the last two games. 19-4. The Mets had narrow wins the first 3 days. Henriquez fouls this pitch off. It's going to be back to the drawing board for the Mets all around. Offense does have 3 runs on 7 hits. They got their first home run of the week, but still hasn't done a whole lot when the game was close. 0-for-5 runners in scoring position. 2-2 pitches grounded. Foul by Henriquez. Pitching obviously struggling with 8 walks yesterday and 9 walks today. Maybe squeezed by the umpires at times, yes, but can't put it totally on the Blue Crew. And the defense, 3 errors. First time the Mets have made more than an error in a game since last Tuesday. And they lost 9-5 in their series opener against Bradenton. Throw this one out the window. 0-2 pitch on Henriquez, and he will tap it back to Pesca, who throws a long-range underhand ball the first, and the inning is over. Pesca threw 26 pitches to get through the scoreless eighth. Daytona will bat likely for the last time, leading by 10 when we come back.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's been a tough night for the Mets in the last three innings, especially being outscored 9-2. Daytona sent 9 to the plate in the 5th, 8 in the 6th, and 9 in the 7th. So, Omanya, bottom of the 6th, the only batter not to hit in 3 straight innings. Makes for a very messy scorebook. At the plate now, it's Omanya. He led off the last inning with the double. Admired it, thought he had a home run, fell short. Juan Arnaud throws a strike, and then another. Arnaud trying to finish this thing out for the Mets on the mound. And nobody warming in the Mets bullpen, thought maybe position player time? Now they're going to let Arnaud try to get through this. And a check swing, ball into right field, and it hangs up for Cuevas. First, feels like stroke of luck for the Mets tonight. Check swing and a ball goes all the way outfield, but manages to have air time. The outfielder, quick out. Eddie Azturas, 1-for-3. This is his first game of the week. It's been a standard lineup on a daily basis for Julio Murillo the first four games of the series. Absolutely no change in the top three through the first five games. Almonte, the big slugger, off tonight. That cleanup, first four, as this pitch misses. But other than switching out McChrystal for Omanya one time and a couple of starts for Faltine, one for Reyes, it's been the same cast and crew for Daytona all week. This pitch goes high. Ryan McChrystal, caught yesterday. He's the only draft pick from this year's draft that's on the Reds, or on the Tortugas. It's a different situation for the Reds, though. They're complex league teams in Arizona. 3-0 pitch is inside for ball four. 4-pitch walk, the 10th one of the night for the Mets. And two in a row now to the 9-hitter. So the Reds have their complex out in Arizona. They can have the draft guys there, and then they can send them anywhere. I think they've actually sent a guy to Dayton, High A. It's not like the other Florida State League teams where draft picks can take the walk from their complex to the Florida State League team, 100 yards away. Confidon has scored 3 times out of 5 times to the plate from the leadoff spot. He takes ball 1. 5 misses in a row for Arnaud. Make it 6. Not quite halfway to the streak of 13 balls in a row hurled by Wilson Lopez earlier in this game. Two-oh pitch misses for ball 3. Some point tonight when I get some time, I'm going to look up how many pitches the Mets have thrown tonight and how many were strikes. I feel like the ratio is not going to be nice. Ball 4. 4-pitch walk and Arnaud falls off the side of the mound. You just have to wonder how much he has left in the tank. Can't be a whole lot. Well, back-to-back 4-pitch walks. 11 walks on the night for the Mets. Franklin Gomez, 38 pitches, 19 strikes. So more balls than strikes. Gregory Lewis, 51 pitches, 33 strikes. That's pretty good. Wilson Lopez, 35 pitches, 15 strikes. So more balls than strikes. Yabor, 28 pitches, 16 strikes. So slightly better than 50-50. And Arnaud with that has thrown more balls than strikes. So it's close right now to a 50-50 split. It's a tough way to carry on. We just had a mound visit, and Yukari De La Cruz sped out there. And it was a quick one. Everybody's back in place. Cabrera fouls away the first pitch, and the Mets are going to get another reliever up. Mm-hmm. Fastball missed low. One and one. Christopher Gomez is the one throwing from the bullpen mound. The ball is fouled away. Gomez pitched two nights ago. Be about as fast a turnaround for a Mets reliever as we've seen this year. Nobody pitches back-to-back anymore. Those were interesting days. Back when this was a high A league, when they wanted to test a late-inning guy, see what he's made of. Swing and a miss, and Cabrera's dispatched. He strikes out in the slider in the dirt. You have the occasional reliever pitch back-to-back, high A. Those days are long gone. They're not doing that anymore. Here's Stafer, a big day. First pitch to him. He'll take a high fastball. He's 2-for-4, on base three times, scored twice, drove in two. Arno's pitch is dribbled foul. Daytona leads 13-3, two outs. Bottom eight. A long night on the mound for St. Lucie pitching, coming to a close. One one, up and in, turns Defer away. Mets will have Perozzo, Vargas, and Benj hitting the ninth. Two one, called strike on the corner. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Diaz, the 2-2. Or rather, Arno, the 2-2. Hits out to Hauk, and Hauk makes the throw to second. That's the force out. Throw beats Confidon there. A good inning by Juan Arno. No runs, no hits, no errors, two stranded. We will go to the top of the ninth. Mets trail by 10.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
There's not much left in this game. Daytona three outs away from winning their second straight, getting this series to 3-2. The Mets would still have a chance to win the series tomorrow, while Daytona would look to salvage. That's the way we're heading. Rosso to lead it off. Drew Pesca, non-safe spot, back out for his second inning. the strike is delivered. Rosa 1 for 3 with the single and the RBI ground out tonight. Pitches swung on and missed. Mentioned the Mets won earlier today 4-0. How the Braves doing? Oh, they're just, they're not even started yet. They're at the LA Angels. The Mets lost 2 out of 3 out there to the LA Angels not too long ago. Chris Sale on the mound for Atlanta. Mets can tie Atlanta in the wild card's third spot. The Angels win. Ball is fouled away. One and two. Perozzo will swing and miss and strike out. Back to the top end, Marco Vargas. This will be his first time going wire to wire since coming off the IL on Tuesday. Subbed out prior to appearances starts this week. He'll take ball one. Marco, 1 for 4. Fouls this one away. Mets were down 4-0. After the first inning tonight, tough sledding. They got it to 4-1 on the Ewing homer, and it was 4-1 in the middle of the fifth. There was some hope there as a check swing on a field didn't go, but it all came undone in the fifth inning. 2 up, 2 down for Gregory Lewis. It was a 2-2 count. There was a late timeout call. The Mets didn't like it. Thought the inning should have been over. And he continued with consecutive balls for a walk. Lewis came out. Lopez came in. Really struggled through 13 balls in a row at one point. Wheels fell off. 3 runs scored. 3 runs the next inning. 3 runs the next inning. And it was pretty much in the books as this ball is grounded out to second. Play made by Cabrera. And despite getting hit in the back of the helmet earlier in the game and playing every inning this week, is still out there. No rest for the weary. I wonder tomorrow, is Julio going to let these guys go all the way? 6 out of 6, the Confidon, Cabrera, Stafura, Pineda. Tune in to find out. No post-game show, by the way. We're going to just roll right on through. We are one, and we are a couple minutes away from 3 full hours. A long week, long day here at the ballpark. Not much to say post-game show as Benj swings and misses. Benj, another good on-base day. 3 out of 4 after 4 out of 5 in his first pro game. A walk, a single, and a hit-by-pitch tonight. One strikeout looking. Pitches over the plate for a strike like a slider. And Benj and the Mets are down to their last strike tonight. Most of the Tortuga fans have stuck around. There are fireworks tonight? No. 1-2 pitch, and Benj takes strike 3, and the game is over. A romp for the Tortugas. They win 13-3. 2 straight games won by Daytona after the Mets won the first 3. So St. Lucie hopeful to get a series victory after their win on Thursday. Couldn't do it Friday. Can't do it tonight. We'll have to hope for tomorrow. And the Tortugas form the happy high-five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. They are rounding into form after 3 frustrating days to start the week. They have now outscored the Mets 19-4 over the last 2 nights. The Mets doing damage to themselves with all the walks and errors, but the Tortugas capitalizing as well. Winning pitcher is Jose Montero. He improves to 3-5. Losing pitcher, Franklin Gomez, he drops to 3-7 for the Mets. A.J. Ewing hit his 3rd home run of the season. Mets will drop to 16-29 in the second half. They're now 38-73 overall. Daytona will stay a game and a half up over Jupiter in the FSL East second half wildcard race. Tortugas are 24-20, and they're back to 500 overall at 55-55. Light show is over. High five line is done. Everybody for both teams trickling back to their clubhouses where they will power down and then reset for the series finale tomorrow. It'll be the 27th and final meeting of the season between the Tortugas and the Mets. Mets will be going for the series victory. Daytona trying to rally for the 3-3 split after dropping the first three contests. First pitch tomorrow is at 5 o'clock, which means airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 4:50. It'll be Wellington Arcena on the mound for the Mets. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Daytona Tortugas 13, St. Lucie Mets 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. Hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.